My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about seven ways to gamify your social media and gain a following. So I'll start with number one. Number one is to simply ask a question, right? When you ask a question, well, actually, a double benefit here is if you ask a question and it's a controversial topic, you're going to get a lot of people engaging, and then they might start to talk to each other. They might even start to debate each other, even argue with each other. Ideally, you're not just trying to create, you know, a bunch of hype, but you're trying to facilitate an actual discussion, right? So that's one way you can gamify it, because what happens at the end of the day is these social platforms value comments quite a bit, because comments cause more engagement and it causes people to stay on the app longer.
Number two, create a contest. When you're creating a contest on Instagram or anything like that, you can end up doing it where people have to like the image, comment, follow you. You just want to make sure that following you isn't the biggest criteria. More so, you want them to push your content. And the reason I say that is the last thing you want is a ton of followers that never plan on engaging. But if a lot of people are commenting and pushing your content to enter the contest, you'll also get followers from it as well. You can always have people follow you as one of the rules. But what I found is if you get too many irrelevant followers, it can hurt your reach in the long run.
Number three, do collabs. So imagine if Neil did a collab with somebody else, like a big business mogul, or I did, or actually Neil and I even just did like a YouTube collab or even a Q&A on Instagram, right? It's going to help your following grow, especially if you're smaller than the other person, right? You're going to be able to siphon off some of their followers. So that's one way you can do it. Just arrange some type of collaboration. Could even be a Q&A session on Instagram.
Number four, do giveaways. Here's what I mean by a giveaway. So there was this bikini company that I saw on Instagram that did a really good job of this. They said, hey, free bikini, take a snapshot of a bikini or anything like that, put it on your Instagram. You just pay for shipping, or put on your social profiles. You don't have to follow, but it generated a lot of shares. It generated a lot of people buying the bikinis. They didn't lose money because they were charging for shipping and they were getting a lot of followers from it at the same time. So this was a double whammy because they got tons of followers, but more importantly, they got a lot of sales that covered their costs. And then they remarketed to those people later on and got them to purchase other clothing products in the future.
Yeah, number five. So Neil and I have a mutual friend. His name is Tim Sykes, and he started an Instagram called Karma Gala, and it has nothing to do with kind of his penny stock trading system, right? He has an education program around that. And so with that, I mean, Karma Gala talks, it really brings to light kind of the issues going on, the social issues going on in the world, whether it's wildfires or animals being tortured or human trafficking, that type of stuff, right? And it gets a lot of engagement. And I wouldn't say he did this to try to gamify his following. He did it because these are causes that are important to him. It just naturally grew because you see everyone's just kind of engaging with this stuff. So that's one thing you can do. You can connect with a social cause.
Number six, I learned this one from a conference in Brazil. What someone did was try to encourage close friends on Instagram. Some other social networks also have that feature where you can have closer friends or only send content to specific types of people. If you're a close friend, you would get exclusive content. So that actually caused people to go out there, make sure that they were really following them, being close friends. So then that way, when they also posted content, more people would see it. You can do other similar things too on certain social networks. Like if someone leaves a comment, you can auto message them an ebook, or if they direct message, and that ends up helping your content go viral. And that ends up helping you generate quite a bit more followers. We've done that with like tools like Mobile Monkey that allows you to do that with your social profiles.
Great. Seven, last but not least, newsjacking. So what that means is touching upon trending topics. And so when you're touching upon trending topics, people will naturally engage because A, they want to learn more about it. And also like you've provided some value, maybe you provide an insight that they're not aware of, so they'll engage with it. And maybe you ask them to comment on that as well. So some of these things you can actually combine with some of the other tips that we gave. But newsjacking, generally, when you're trying to hit on trends, as an example, Valuetainment, Patrick Bet David does this quite a bit. He does a lot of reaction videos, and a lot of YouTubers actually do it. Graham Stephan. And so they're constantly like reaction, and they're trying to hit on it probably as soon as it comes out, right? They're cranking out the videos quickly. So that is it for today. Go to marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE if you want to hang out with Neil and myself and other amazing 7 to 9 figure entrepreneurs. And that is it for today. And we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.